It's the sound of pro-independence demonstrators again calling for Catalonia's independence from Spain. Many were hoping the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, would declare independence or call a regional election to avoid direct rule from Madrid. But both hopes have been dashed. Mr. Puigdemont says he's decided against an election because he didn't receive adequate guarantees Spanish authorities would suspend moves to take control of Catalonia.
Saben que he estat disposat a convocar aquestes eleccions sempre i quan es donessin unes garanties que permetessin la seva celebració.
They know that I was ready to convene these elections only if there were certain guarantees that would allow the elections to take place with absolute normality. There are none of these guarantees today that would justify the celebration of these elections.
Barcelona resident José Antonio Marín insists the majority of the people of Catalonia oppose the independence push.
Parlamento catalán hay una mayoría absoluta de los que opinan como Puigdemont, que hay que hacerlo ya y porque sí y sin consultar.
There is a majority of Puigdemont supporters in the Catalan Parliament, those who think that independence should be done now, without consulting anybody. The majority of society say no to it, and what Puigdemont people are doing is not correct.
After an October 1st referendum, Mr. Puigdemont declared independence, but he suspended its implementation after Spain's constitutional court ruled the referendum illegal. Independence supporter Luisa Espeduza argues that referendum result should have been respected.
¿Qué es lo que nos hemos ganado los catalanes en las votaciones?
This is something we earned in the vote on the 1st of October. We have been in a tough fight, we were humiliated by the Spanish government, and we can't face this again. We won this with our blood, our injuries, and our fight.
The Spanish Senate is now expected to approve the takeover of Catalonia's institutions and police and give the government in Madrid the power to remove the Catalan president. That could lead to confrontations on the streets because some independence supporters have promised a campaign of civil disobedience. The Senate has been debating the implementation of what's known as Article 155, the constitutional device which would allow direct rule. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, says implementing Article 155 is critical to restore democracy to a region she says is being subjected to misrule.
El procedimiento del artículo 155 no se ha planteado, como afirman algunos, como el principio de un nuevo centralismo político.
Article 155 has not been implemented, as some people have said, as the beginning of a new political centralism, but as the beginning of the end of a repetitive disobedience to the law and the general interest and the use of the autonomous government against their own region. It is about protecting the government of Catalonia against the misrule by the pro-independence. Or do you believe that what we have seen can be described as anything other than misrule?